In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good morning. One Christmas, there were three adult sons who left home, and they went out on their own and really prospered financially. And as they were preparing to gather for the holiday, they discussed the gifts they planned on giving their mother. The first son said, "I bought our mom a brand new house with 12 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. She's going to love it." The second son said, "Well, I bought her a brand new Tesla with all the bells and whistles. She'll never have to go to a gas station again." And the third son smiled and said, "I've got you both beat. You know how much mom enjoys reading the Bible, right? And you know she can't see very well and she's starting to lose her vision. So I bought her an amazing parrot that has memorized the entire Bible. Now it took years and years to train this parrot, but all she has to do is mention the chapter and verse and the parrot will recite it for her." So they sent their mom the gifts. A few days later, after Christmas, the mother sent out a thank you note to her three sons. To the first son, she wrote, "The house is beautiful, but it's just too big. All I really use is one room, and yet I have to clean all the others. Thanks for that." The second son, she wrote, "I'm too old to figure out an electric car, and I really don't get out of the house very much anyway. So the car just sits in the garage and collects dust." And finally, to the third son, she wrote, "You are the only son who seems to know what your mother really likes. Thank you so much. The chicken was delicious." Well, I hope all of you received some good and sensible Christmas gifts this year. And contrary to what we may see and hear outside of these walls, Christmas is not over. Just like the song, we celebrate Christmas for 12 full days in the church. So today is actually the third day of Christmas. But if we're still in Christmas, then where is the Christmas story? Where are the shepherds? Where are the wise men and angels? Where's Mary and Joseph? Where's the baby Jesus? I mean, that's the story we expect to hear during the Christmas season, isn't it? Well, interestingly enough, out of all four Gospels, Luke mentions the angels and shepherds. Luke is the only one. Matthew is the only Gospel that includes a visit from the wise men. And Mark just skips over the entire birth narrative. And in today's gospel from John, we get a very different kind of Christmas story, don't we? One that may seem a little dull and boring compared to an exciting cast of shepherds and angels. But what John records in his Christmas story may be the most significant part. John begins with those familiar words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now first, we need to remember who John's primary audience was here. John was writing for Greeks, and the Greek for Word, which is used several times throughout today's text, is logos, where we get the term logic. In fact, the Greeks would have automatically recognized the Word, or logos, as the wisdom or logic that created all there was and all there is in our universe. So at first, the Greeks probably thought John was just beginning his Christmas story by presenting another concept or argument or explanation about the logos, about the Word. But as we know, John wasn't talking about an idea to be discussed or debated. And that's why John goes on to write, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us." In other words, John was describing something which would change the world as we know it forever. John tells us that the power of God doesn't lie in an argument or in an intellectual disagreement, but in a person, in the Word that became flesh and lived among us. Now, John goes on to say, "All things came into being through him," that is, Jesus, "and what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." Now, Scripture usually refers to darkness as something that is associated with doubt or despair or even death. And it's also a striking image of the human condition. And light is seen as the only antidote to this darkness. I imagine that with everything that has gone on in our city and in our nation and in our world this year, for many of us, things have seemed very, very dark. But what John reminds us of in today's gospel is that God never leaves us. He never gives up on us, and we are never alone. Even though at times throughout 2020, many of us have experienced all kinds of darkness and despair and have had difficulty seeing the light, during this Christmas season, we are reminded that there is always hope, there is always light, and there is always life, because God has come to be with us in the person of Jesus and the Word made flesh. Back in 2008, the late John McCain was running for the presidency. And during his campaign, Time magazine interviewed McCain, and they asked him about his faith. And he shared this powerful story of when he was a prisoner of war in a Vietnamese camp. And this is what he said: "When I was in prison, my captors would tie my arms behind my back and then loop the rope around my neck and ankles so that my head was pulled down between my knees. I was often left like that throughout the night. And one night, a guard came into my cell and he put his finger over his lips, signaling for me to be quiet. And then he loosened my ropes to relieve my pain. The next morning, when his shift ended, the guard returned and he retightened my ropes, never saying a word to me. A month or so later, on Christmas Day, I was standing in the dirt courtyard when I saw that same guard approach me. He walked up to me and he stood silently next to me, not looking at me, not smiling at me. And then he used his sandaled foot to make a cross in the dirt." McCain went on to say that as we stood there wordlessly looking at the cross, we remembered the true light of Christmas, even in the darkness of a Vietnamese prison camp. That prison guard was a Christian. Now, that prison guard could have well been put to death for helping a captive, an American POW, but he risked his own safety, his own life, to try to relieve this prisoner's suffering for just a few moments. But he wanted McCain to know why he did it. And so he stood there next to him, making the sign of the cross in the dirt. And that profoundly affected John McCain for the rest of his life. That's what Christianity looks like. That's what Jesus looks like. The alleviation of suffering, risking oneself for the sake of another, shining a bright light in the moment of despair and darkness. This is the heart of the Christmas story, isn't it? The creator of everything that was and is and ever will be willingly chose to leave the safety of the stars and galaxies behind and came into the darkness of this suffering world. 2,000 years ago, on that first Christmas, God willingly entered into the darkest places of our lives to be with us. And because of that holy and luminous action, we now have hope. We now have new life. So may we be blessed this Christmas season and every day of our lives by embracing this good news. May we take comfort in knowing that whatever darkness or dim shadows surround us, Jesus is always there. Because the Word, the Logos, the light, has been born into darkness. And today, God is Emmanuel, God with us, and His light will never be extinguished. Amen.